When have you felt out of your depth? Be honest. 08000 855 949. When have you felt out of your depth? Let's speak to Eileen Webb, who's a psychologist and an anxiety specialist and author as well. Eileen, good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning, John. How are you? Nice to be here again.
Thank you. Good to have you back. Thank you for joining me. This is actually a very common thing, isn't it?
It is, and I'm so glad that we are openly talking about it, because people are ashamed, normally, to talk about this and admit it.
Why?
Because, well, if they're already afraid of being found out for not being good enough for the job they got, and often they will not talk about it because it means that they're admitting they're not good enough.
Is this slightly about the sort of fear of change and the new that is one of the reasons why we've been a little bit successful as a species, is that we don't go, yes, change, fantastic, and then jump off the cliffs and find ourselves dashed on the rocks, that by being cautious, we have learned to survive and thrive?
That is absolutely right. Yes, we are the survivors of cautious parents and ancestors. That's true. However, with imposter syndrome, you actually have the qualifications. You have been, as you say, elected, for example.
Yeah.
But you go there and then you're like, oh, I'm not good enough for this. I don't know what I'm doing, and I'm pretending to be good enough for this. I'm not deserving this, and they will find out soon. So it's really the fear of being found out and waiting for shoe to drop.
That's the thing, isn't it? Because if you're an elected politician, you have been elected by majority. If it's first past the post, or, you know, they count the votes and then they count them again and you get elected. If you have got a job, you've got a promotion, well, that means that people have looked at you and thought, yeah, you can do that, so we'll give you the promotion or we'll take you on in the company. If you're a painter and decorator or a plasterer or a plumber, you've gone to the customer's house. The customer has said, yeah, you're the person I want to do the job. So they believe in you. You then turn up and go, oh, I think I might be a bit off more than I can chew here.
Yeah, I mean, it has been seen in many different professions. People experience imposter syndrome. That also includes our private life, our relationships,